The glory of Kirpal is limitless. I sacrificed myself millions of times. This is a bhajan of Sanchi's Kirpal Ki Mahima on page 264. He removes the darkness and manifests the light. He shows the way to all those who have lost the way. On every single step, he extends support. He removes the pains and causes happiness to shower. Whoever comes to the door of the Master gets everything without asking for it. This is the knowledge of the saints. Consider the Master before God. O madman, this body is a vine of poison. The Satguru is the mine of nectar. Hundreds of times I bow down and devote myself to him. The Master is the support of my life. Open the eyes of the inner mind, be humble, and speak sweetly. Preserve the words of the Master. They are precious, and you will be liberated. Those upon whom the Master has showered his grace have crossed the ocean of life. The name of the Master is the boat to cross the ocean of life in this iron age. There is no other way to swim across except the name. Ajay, meditate upon Kirpal and you will go across. The glory of Kirpal is limitless. I sacrificed myself millions of times. A bhajan on page 264.
Kirpal ki mahima aparampar kotavarajava balihar. Kirpal ki mahima aparampar Kota Varajava Balihar Hariandera Jyoti Jagaye Parabhatake Ko Rahadikaye Sada Saharade Paga Paga Par Kashtahare Sabasukha Barasaye Hariandera Jyoti Jagaye Arbatake ko rahadikaye Sada sahara de paga paga par Kashta hare sabasuka barasaye Bina mange hi sabakucha paye Jobi aye guru ke devar Kirpal ki mehima aparampar Kota Varajava Balihar Kirpal ki mehima aparampar Kota Varajava Balihar Santa Jano ka hai gyan Hari se pehle guru ko jaan Ye tan vishki bela bavare Satguru hai amrita ki kan Santa jano ka hai yeh gyan Hari se pehle guru ko jaan Ye tan vish ki vela bavare Satguru hai amrita ki kan Shata shata namana vandana shata shata Guru hai jivan ke adar Kirpal ki mahima aparampar Kota Varajava Balihar Kirpal ki mahima aparampar Kota Varajava Balihar Antar man ki anke ko Juka kara chale yura mita bol Ganta bandale tara jayega Guru ka bachan badan mol Antara man ki anke ko Juka kara chale yura mita bol Ganta bandale tara jayega Guru ka bachan badan mol Jina paradeya kari guru varane Vahi utarage bhavase paan Kirpal ki mahima aparampar Uttavare java balihar, kirpal ki mehi mai aparampar, Uttavare java balihar. Guru ka namahe kali yuga me, bhava sagare ki na. Nam bina ora te ora ne ka, ora nahi ko yupav. Guru ka namahe kali yuga me, bhava sagare ki na. Nam bina ora te ora ne ka, ora nahi ko yupav. Ajay bajapa kir palako, Uttara jayenga par, kirpal ki mehi mai aparampar, kotavare java balihar, kirpal ki mehi mai aparampar, kotavare java
balihar. Open the eyes of the inner mind, be humble and speak sweetly. Preserve the words of the Master, they are precious, and you will be liberated. Those upon whom the Master has showered his grace have crossed the ocean of life. The Nam of the Master is the boat to cross the ocean of life in this iron age. There is no other way to swim across except the Nam. Ajay, meditate upon Kirpal, and you will go across. The glory of Kirpal is limitless, and I sacrifice myself millions of times. So yesterday and Friday, we had a meditation retreat in honor of Master Kirpal, in memory of Master Kirpal. And today, 48 years ago, on August 21st, 1974, Master Kirpal left the body. What I'd like to begin with is a very brief excerpt from a talk, and the talk is called Bhakti Talk. And Master Kirpal says, I was just speaking about devotion, real bhakti. The first principle, the basic principle, and I would say the grandest of all, is to know that God is everywhere. We are living in him and he is in us. We live and have our being in him like the fish in the water, in the river. The fish lives in the water. Its whole life depends on water. It lives in water. It lives on water from whence it gets its food. When God wished, I am one and wished to be many, the whole universe emanated, came into being. The whole world is an expression, a manifestation of God. Where is that place where he is not? We are in him, he is in us, and is our controlling power. All ensouled bodies are the drops of the ocean of all consciousness. When we know this, all is beautiful. God is beautiful in any world made by him. Manifested by him is also beautiful. Beauty comes out of beauty, not from ugliness. Anything that appears to be ugly in the world is the result of the spectacles that we are wearing. If the glass of the spectacles is smoky, you will see all smoke. If it is red, everything will appear red. If it is black, everything will appear black. Well, the world is not black, red, or smoky. Mind that. So we have to change the trend of our mind, of our heart. The first principle that we have to abide by is to know that he is everywhere. We are in him, and he is in us. When you know this, you will just pay respect to everybody. They are all manifested in the man body. When we know that he is everywhere and that he knows everything of our heart, how can we do anything that is not good or commit a sin? Our master used to say, When a child of 5 years is sitting by you, you will never dare to do anything which is wrong. When you have the viewpoint that he is within you, he is outside me, I am in him, how can you perpetuate anything? Can you? This is the sum and substance, the basic principle. If you abide by it, everything will follow of itself. The world will be beautiful. Beauty comes out of beauty. If the world appears to be ugly or not beautiful, that is a result of the spectacles that you are wearing. Sant Kirpal Singh. I would like to continue to read from Master Kirpal's talk, "The World Is Not Your Home," which is in the collection of Master Kirpal's talks, "The Coming Spiritual Revolution." And so Master Kirpal says, or asks, "So your true work is what? The others are secondary things which you have to pay off as the result of your actions of the past. What you have sown, you must reap. Pay them off and incur no further debts, and nobody will catch you. If you incur further debts, then you will also have to reap that result. So masters say, well, pay off these debts and attach your soul to God within you. And when these things are paid off, if you have a contact with that power within you, naturally, you will go back home. But all this will be done by whom? That's the point. By some messenger of God through whom he works. His grace is working. He never says, I work. He says, his grace is working. He takes you under his charge and won't let you go until the end of the world. Whomsoever he takes charge of, no negative power can take control of it, can snatch it from him, from God. So day to day, you must realize this thing, this nam or word. What is it? The God into expression power, which expresses itself in two ways, light and sound. This is your real work, done through the grace of a master. And whoever takes charge of you, he also takes your future. He takes the responsibility to take you back to your true home. This is why Christ said, I shall never leave thee nor forsake thee. Lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. So whatever messenger, at whatever pole he is working, his responsibility is to take you back home. He will never leave you. You may leave him. He will never let you go. You know, when Christ came, people asked him, well, what are you after? He said, many sheep are lost. I have to look after them. I have come to find them. So we are sheep of God, you see. Our soul is of the same essence as that of God. As such, we are all brothers and sisters in God. The first thing is we have to know we have to leave the body. Then our whole life will be pure, honest, and with no enmity, true to God, just like a child, innocent. Already we have got so many impressions of the world outside through the past births. Here we have to shake off all these impressions, wipe off these impressions, wash away all these impressions. Who does the washing? If a cloth is very dirty, we send it to a washerman. Does the washerman ever refuse it? Never. He says, this is my job. I will do it. So similarly, when the masters take on someone, they know he is soul. The dirt is only the impressions received through the outgoing faculties. He knows that it is pure gold besmeared with filth. He will try to wash away this filth, and then you are gold. This washing away can only be done by a master. If we simply surrender to him, the quicker he will do it. If a child is besmeared with filth, you see, and the mother wants to wash him and the child fights her with arms and legs, does the mother let him go? She catches him and she washes him. Similarly, you see, it is not you that can wash away all these things. Simply allow him at whose feet you are sitting. God has got to do that. This filth can be washed away. Past impressions of births. How many births? This human body has been given to us to just relieve us of the burdens of our reactions from the past. And that can only happen if we know ourselves and know God at the feet of some master by God's grace. How? When you become a conscious co-worker with the divine plan, your ego is lost. When you see he is the doer, I am not the doer. The result of that is, who will reap what you have sown? You are not there. Your ego is gone. You reap it only when you are there, when you are the doer. So we have to wash away all the sins of the past while in the human body, if we have got, with God's grace, some living master. It is a great blessing to have a living master. He meets you. He takes you out of this delusion. He tells you that you are soul. This body is not your home. The way back is to know God. And he gives you a demonstration of it, how to know yourself, and gives you a contact with the God into expression power, which leads you back to God. And he is guiding you, always looking after your welfare, how you progress. The more you are obedient, the quicker you will go back. That is why Christ said, if you love me, keep my commandments. You see? So the two things required to wash away all our dirt of the past and the present are to come to the feet of a master and obey him. This is what you have to do. Now you see the whole thing hinges on this. If you are convinced you have to leave the body, all outer attractions leave you. Now we are dragged by the outward enjoyments. Five passions are very strong: lust, anger, greed, attachment, ego, which attack us through the outgoing faculties. How far will you continue with these after you have left the body? Then, if you have to leave the body, why not learn from today onward how to leave the body? A wise man will do it, he who has foresight. Whenever you have work to do, you know that if you do such and such, this will happen, and you go on working for that. Similarly, you know that you have to leave. You know it is definite. You know whether or not it is self-evident truth. You have to leave the body. All have left. You have to leave. I have to leave. You can only work in the daytime, not when the night comes, you see. What did Christ say? I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day, when I am alive. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. You follow me? Very simple things I have showed you. One, this world is not our home. Then, if it is not our home, then where is our home? Who are you? We are conscious entities, not the labels we are carrying. Not Mr. Singh, Mr. Smith, Mr. Khan, you see. Those are names given to the body. You are in souled bodies. So this thing is brought home, you see. These outward enjoyments, all outward attachments, outer connections, are only until you leave the body. And we all have to leave the body. If we are convinced that we have to leave the body, is it not honest to begin to leave just now? Slowly. Suppose there is a silken cloth spread over a thorny bush. You have to take that cloth off the thorny bush. You can take it all at once only by dragging it. If you drag it, do you think that it will not be torn? If you try to take it off every day, you will at first do it only after some time, then in an hour, half an hour, few minutes. So these are the self-evident facts. It is no new philosophy I am putting before you. It is a common sense talk. So he says, from today on, sir, start to leave the body. Leave all these connections. If you have to leave some place and somebody fights you, you say, all right, I have to go tomorrow. Why bother myself with it? Is it not your attitude? This is the attitude you may have. And masters come to give us like that. Tell us, do your work. You will say, are all other works not yours? They are yours, of course, given to you as a reaction to the past. Connected with you as son, some as father, some as brother, some as mother. But it is God who has connected you. Have respect for them and pay them off. Jolly. The man who is under debt, the sooner he pays off that debt, is it better or not? He will become quite buoyant and fresh. As long as he is under debt, he is afraid to look others in the eye. They may want money. So pay off first thing. Then this is not your place. Now masters tell us what to do and how to do it. They say that your attention is the outward expression of the soul, that your attention is driven by the mind, that mind is driven by the outgoing faculties. It comes again and again, and outward enjoyments drag it like anything. They say that mind can only work as long as you are with the mind. Withdraw it from outside. But mind won't withdraw from outside unless it gets something more blissful, more joyful, more attractive than the outside things. So the first thing is what to do with your mind, how to give it more bliss. The way is to give it the bliss of the water of life, or nam, the nectar of life. And that is within you. Now, unless you bring the mind within, you can bring the horse to the water, but you can't make him drink. Masters give you a sitting, withdraw your soul. Because soul gives strength to the body, mind that. Soul gives strength to the mind. Otherwise, mind cannot work. It is our attention that gives strength to the outgoing faculties. They cannot work independently. So they say, withdraw your attention. The mind, which is just given up to the outward enjoyments, will go along and will get more bliss inside. If you withdraw your attention, naturally the mind will follow because it cannot work independent of your attention. The master says to control your attention within yourself. Where? To the seat of the soul in the body at the back of the eyes. If your whole attention is there, naturally the mind will be there along with it. It is only when you give your attention to it that it works. When you come there, that nam power or word power is there. You open the inner eye or the single eye. Then you will see the light of God. Mind is enamored outside on account of two things, beautiful sights and very attractive music. So God into expression power expresses itself in these two ways, only more blissful, more attractive, and more enchanting. When mind gets that bliss, naturally it wants more. As compared to that bliss, outward things, the mind leaves him. And the masters give you a demonstration of that because you yourself cannot leave these outward things. As I already submitted, we, our I, ourselves, are already identified with the outgoing faculties, mind and body. But somebody else can take you up. So it is the master who takes you up, drags you up. He is higher attention, with a little attention dragging. He says, all right, sit down, don't move. Then it will work if the master gives a boost. So when mind gets that strength, then it does not leave and does not get attached outside. So masters always say there is no other way for you to come out of this net of outgoing faculties. You are being dragged. You cannot do it. Only some power can take you up, drag you up. You are in a prison house. All the doors are locked. You cannot run out of it. The only way is to break the lock and go out. This is what masters help you do. This is your real work. Their main purpose is to bring you back home. They say you have been for so long wandering away from your father's home. Hear me with full attention. Lend me your ears. Listen to what I say, to what masters say. This is your work, clearly, and this is the only way you can go back. Otherwise, you are very much stuck fast in the world, and you cannot come out. Ultimately, you will come up to the level of your eyes. You will be withdrawn from the lower portion. Your attention may be withdrawn fully from outside and from the body below. Then you will become the I itself. Then the body is forgotten. And you find the 10th door there, from where he gives you a contact with the God into expression power. And who is he? The master in him can give you this contact, the God in him. Nobody can give you a contact with God, you see, only God manifesting somewhere. So they are the messengers of God. They come and their main purpose is to take you back home, somehow or other. If you just follow their instructions implicitly, 100%, you'll go quicker. Otherwise, you'll delay your progress. You'll put off until tomorrow and start from tomorrow and not from today. I must finish this work first and then I'll see. This putting off until tomorrow is a heinous crime. The Vedas say, procrastination is the thief of time. If we do every day's work and finish it off, then how much work we could do. This then is the work we must follow. This is not your home. If you are not convinced, then what is your work? Where will you go? Who are you? You are conscious entities. You are environed by mind and matter. Identified with it. You are under a grand delusion. Come out of it. Know thyself. How to know thyself? We are already imprisoned, you see, bound on all sides. We cannot go up. So God sends you some help. He brings you in contact with someone who can take you up. So the greatest feat of the master by which it can be known that he is something is his giving you a demonstration of how to rise above body consciousness. And this is your work. How can this be done? By controlling your attention, bringing it to the seat of the soul at the back of the eyes. And there you see, you will know that power which is controlling you in the body. We live in this body, and that power also lives in the same body. Why can't we see him? because we are identified with the world outside. I can see you only when I am looking at you. I can't see in back. Do you know why you are entangled, imprisoned? How he can take you out of the prison? Who are you, who you are, and what is your true home? What can help you to do that? How you can wash away all the sins of the past births? The human body is the only golden opportunity in which you could have done all that. And that body you have got. Can you do it of your own self? No. When the cloth is very dirty, naturally you take it to some washerman or washing man. Take it there. Even the most dirty cloth will be cleaned. What is dirt? All outward expressions, excuse me, whether good or bad. Handcuffs may be made of gold or iron. Will they not handcuff you still? So long as you are the doer, you will have to reap what you sow. So masters help you to draw back your attention from all outside and from the body below, and they give you a demonstration of it. They give you also some contact with that God into expression power, which is the direct way back to the absolute God. With all these isms, all these labels, go up to that. But the purpose of joining any school of thought is to do that. And masters give a boost to just spur you on the way, and they tell you that this world is not your home. If you have that for a motto, you will change. It does not mean that you do not have to do work, but at the same time, have respect for all those who have been connected with you with the flowing pen of God as a reaction of what you have sown. Pay them off gladly and find your way back home. That way is within you. Tap inside. Emerson said, all scriptures bear it out. All these things are explained the same one way or another so as to bring home what is what. Okay, and I will stop there. And I'm going to play a talk that Master Kripal gave on December 13th, 1963 in Escondido, California. Just give me a second here.
We are fortunate that we have got the man body. Man body is the highest rung in all creation. And in man body only, we can know God. The God to whom we want to approach is already in this man body. Man body is considered to be the true temple of God. Because God resides in every heart. And we also reside in the same temple. We both of us, our own selves and God, reside in this very man body, which is the true temple of God. But pity it is that we cannot speak with God. To see God or to find God or to converse with God, we have to just enter this laboratory of the man body. And this a wonderful house we live in. Macrocosm is in the microcosm of the man body. We have great possibilities awaiting us in this man body. And that is what, when we know ourselves, we know God too. And we just can traverse into the different planes of the macrocosm and reach the true home of our Father. these are the possibilities that are awaiting us. But unfortunately, we never had paid any attention to our own self. Man in three aspects. It has the physical body, it has intellect, and it is spirit in man. The drop of the ocean of all consciousness, a conscious entity. We have given food to the body, and we have become physically strong. So we have also given food to the intellect, and we have become intellectually strong. We have made wonderful inventions which are before us. But all the same, what food we have given to our own self? Until we give food to our own selves, which is conscious entity, we have no spiritual health. On the spiritual health depends the health of the mind and body both. So we have to consider what is that bread of life by giving which we can become spiritually strong. As I told you, we have given the food of reading and writing and just drawing inferences at the intellectual level, thinking so many ways that has given us intellectual health. We can think out in so very better ways. We have given food to the solid food, to the solid body, physical body, and we are physically strong. So, until we come to know what is the true bed of life, or the water of life, which if given to the soul, we can become spiritually strong. For this you will refer to the scriptures that are with us today. We have got references to these things, but we have simply ruminated over them, never gone into them to understand what is what. I'll give you some instances from the different scriptures. Christ went to a well to have a drop of water. He met the other Samaritan lady who was carrying a pitcher full of water over her head, and he asked her to give water. On account of inferiority complex, she said, "Well, we are Samaritans, you people have no connection with us, why are you asking for water from us?" And the Christ said, had she known who it was who had asked for water, she would have given him. This water which she carries, if you drink, that quenches the thirst for a while. Again man thirsts, again and again. Had she come to me, I would have given him what? The water of life. There is some water of life which can be given by Christ-like people alone. In the religions we have joined, you see, we have our scriptures there, they refer to these things. We have simply considered out the very And he went his steps, and he prepared his steps to how to have certain form, certain values of a certain religion, and how to say prayers, and how to perform certain rites and rituals, and that ends there. But we have to read the scriptures, and we should try to understand the scriptures, what they say. Scriptures are what? They are fine records of the experiences what the masters had in their life with God and in knowing themselves. So, what they said, they saw, they experienced and they said. So, if you now want to understand the true import of the teachings, what they said, and what reference they made in their scriptures, we must know, must come by sit at the feet of somebody who has that experience, that way of living. Similarly, you find we simply interpret these things at the level of the intellect. And that is why we are not able to do full justice to the work. Again, you find in the scriptures, in other scriptures too, you find the same thing. In the Vedas, in the Mahavindan literature, it is called a water which gives life. Abhayava. Of course, it's in some different language. In the Vedas, you find it as a sobras. Such a life which gives such a water which gives life to everything. And what it is, the Master's other scriptures now, they tell us, he says, that what is that water of life? Guru Amar Das tells us that if you just come in contact, your soul comes in contact with the God pervading power, which is the cause of creation and controlling all creation, the God in action power, that is conscious. And your soul is conscious. So that if you come in contact with that, only then that the water of life which will give you life. If you drink that water, then you will be accepted at the door of God. And you will be one with that. But this is such a water of life which is the panacea for all ills, for the go to say. But that is demands that can be had only at the feet of a mat. As Christ said, had she come to me, I would have given the water of life, by drinking which his thirst would have been quenched forever. So this is some water which is to be given by the masters. Again and again they refer to it. When you drink it, the same thing Guru Nanak says, that the water of life or the elixir of life with you, which can give us an everlasting life, that is, by drinking which you can have everlasting life. The same words I tell you, different languages of course, given by the same. Again you find in the Bible too, Christ said, I am the bread of life. This bread of life has come down from heaven. Whoever partaketh of it and everlastingness. The same thing you find again in other scriptures. I am quoting these things to you only to show that you can have everlasting life only by coming in contact with God. By coming in contact, who has to come in contact with God? That is our own self, or yes. We are conscious entities. We are embodied souls. But under soul, our souls are under the control of mind, and mind is under the control of the outgoing faculties. And we are identified with the outside things so much so that we have forgotten ourselves. So unless we liberate our souls from mind and outgoing faculties, and our attention, which is the expression of our soul, which is just engrossed, diffused into the outside things, unless that is withdrawn from there, and we come up, the outgoing faculties or senses, we can come in contact with that water of life or the bread of life. So this is the food which if given to our soul, we can become spiritually strong. Similar references you find in other masters' scriptures, you see. They tell us, if you rise above this body has got nine doors, nine apertures. If you shut the doors of the temple of the body, you will see the light of heaven. You close, you draw your attention from the nine doors, two eyes, two nostrils, two ears, mouth, and other genital organs. You withdraw within, there's a tenth door also. That's the door which leads from the body to enter into the kingdom of God. That is called the tenth door, and that lies where? That lies at the seat of the soul, at the back of the eyes, between the two eyebrows. If your soul is withdrawn, that's commenced in darkness, of course, but when that is opened, you enter, you have access into the kingdom of God. And here you get contact with light of God and the sound principle of God. So this is the bread of life. What is in there? He says there's light also, and there's very sweet music of the spheres going on. And that is the true water of life, or the true bread of life, by eating which your hunger is appeased forever. By drinking the sweet symphony of which your thirst is quenched forever. See, so this is the bread of life. This is the water of life. That is within us, but we cannot come in contact with it until we withdraw from outside and rise above body corpses. How to withdraw from outside and how to rise above body consciousness, this is a practical subject. All masters tell us that they need somebody who is competent to help us to withdraw from outside and draw our spirit currents from the body up to the self. Seat of the soul in the body, or say rise above senses, or say learn to die so that you may begin to live. These are the words we find in the scriptures. But pity it is that we have only ruminated over them, never gone into the true thought what they really mean. And this true import can be given only by those who have an access to it, who have the same experience, and who are on the way. So what they tell us, intellectual people simply define it, what is the bread of life? Well, it is intellect. What is the light? God is light, that is intellectual light. Well, that is substantial, something which can be experienced at the feet of a master. So unless we come across a master, we cannot have that experience, although that is already within us. That is why it is said, kingdom of God cannot be had by observation. So long as your attention is just diffused into the world through these outgoing faculties, well, you are no access to it. We must withdraw our attention from outside, enter this laboratory of the man body, and rise up to the level of the eyes, at the back of which the two seats of the soul is there. Then you find this bread of life and have the water of life. This is a gift of a master. And you'll find only coming to a master will not only do. Guru Nanak says, O man, the water of life for which you have just come into the world and got a man body, that is the source of all happiness, all joy, all bliss. You can have that only at the feet of a master. He says, you have joined various religions for that very purpose. And by evening talk, I was just laying before you what is meant by spirituality. Spirituality means knowing oneself, liberating it from the tentacles of mind and outgoing faculties, just withdraw from the body at the back of the eyes and have a look into the beyond, to come in contact with the God in the expression power, which is God is light. And God is something.
I will end the talk there. And the closing bhajan is on page 113, Teri Kudrat Tuhi Janne. Only you know your nature, no one else can know. Only he upon whom your grace will descend will recognize you. Age after age you came. First you were called by the name Kabir, liberating the world from rites and rituals. You made them devoted to the spiritual path. You suffered all the pains and tortures and told the secret of the real home. Becoming Nanak, you liberated the world. Then you had the name Angad. You were called Amardev, Guru Ram Das Ji, and Arjan Dev. Guru Arjan Ji sat on the heated iron and became grateful to the will. Har Gobind, Hari Rai, Hari Krishan Ji are the beloved ones. Satguru Tegh Bahadur sacrificed his head for religion. Guru Gobind Singh graced Ratanaga Rao and gave honor to the honorless one. Tulsi Sahib, the lover of Nam, liberated Swamiji, and Swamiji made Jaimal Singh board the ship of Nam. Beloved Sawan of Jaimal Singh separated the milk from the water. Beautiful Sawan developed this garden in which he placed a gardener. His name is beloved Kirpal, and he is the protector of the Sangat. Listen to this request of Purujai. Protect the honor of the honorless ones. Only you know your nature. No one else can know. Only he upon whom your grace will descend will recognize you. A bhajan of Sanchi's on page 113.
Teri kudrat tu hi jane, aur na duja janega, jis te meher ho jaye teri, tenu ohi pachanega. Teri kudrat tu hi jane, aur na duja janega, jis te meher ho jaye teri, tenu ohi pachanega. Juga juga devich aye pela, nam kabir sadaya karma kand to ta ke dunia paramarat vich laya. Juga juga devich aye pela, nam kabir sadaya karma kanda tota ke dunia paramarat vichalaya. Dukata si he jale sare, dukata si he jale sare, dasya beda tikane da, jis te meher ho jaye teri, tenu ohi pachanega. Teri kudrat tu hi jane, hor na duja janega, jis te meher ho jaye teri, tenu ohi pachanega. Nanak ban ke duniya tari, angad naam dharaya hai, amar dev guru ram das ji, arjan dev sadaya hai. Nanak ban ke duniya tari, angad naam dharaya hai, amar dev guru ram das ji arjan dev sadaya hai. Guru arjan ji lote bete, guru arjan ji lote bete, shukra manaya bane da, jis te meher ho jaye teri, tenu ohi pachanega. Teri kudrat tu hi jane, hor na duja janega, jis te meher ho jaye teri, tenu ohi pachanega. Har Gobind Hari Rai Saheb Ji, Hari Krishna Ji Piyare Ne, Sat Guru Teg Bahadur Sahib, Shish Dharam Tovare Ne. Har Gobind Hari Rai Saheb Ji, Hari Krishna Ji Piyare Ne, Sat Guru Teg Bahadur Sahib, Shish Dharam Tovare Ne. Guru Gobind Singh Ratnagar Raute, Guru Gobind Singh Ratnagar Raute, Kita Man Nimane Da, jis te meher ho jaye teri, tenu ohi pachanega. Teri kudrat tu hi jane, aur na duja janega, jis te meher ho jaye teri, tenu ohi pachanega. Tulsi Sahib Namade Rasiye, Swami Ji Nutar Dita, Swami Ji Ne Jemal Singh Nu Namade Bede Chad Dita. Tulsi Sahib Namade Rasiye Swami Jinu Taradita Swami Jine Jamala Singanu Namade Bede Chardita Jamala Singadasa One Piara Jamala Singadasa One Piara Duda Chopani Chanega Jisate Mehra Ho Jaye Teri Tenu Ohi Pachanega Teri Kudrata Tuhi Jane Hor Na Duja Janega Jisate Mehra Ho Jaye Teri Tenu Ohi Pachanega Sawana sohana bhagala gaya vichabataya maliye nam oda kirpal piyara sangat da ovaliye Sawana sohana bhagala gaya vichabataya maliye Nam oda kirpala piyara sangat da ovaliye Suniyo arja gariba jaibadi Suniyo arja gariba jaibadi Rakiyo mana nimane da Jisate mehra ho jaye teri Tenu ohi pachanega Teri kudrata tuhi jane Or na duja janega Jisate mehra ho jaye teri Tenu ohi pachanega Teri kudrata tuhi jane Or na duja janega jisate mehra ho jaye teri tenu ohi pachanega.
Only you know your nature, no one else can know. Only he upon whom your grace will descend will recognize you. And I would like to just quickly close with a short quote from Master Kirpal, which is entitled My Mission. And Master Kirpal says, to fill the human heart with compassion, mercy, and universal love, which should radiate to all countries, nations, and peoples of the world. To make a true religion of the heart as the ruling factor in one's life. To enable each one to love God, love all, serve all, and have respect for all, as God is immanent in all forms. My goal is that of oneness. I spread the message of oneness in life and living. This is the way to peace on earth. This is the mission of my life, and I pray that it may be fulfilled. May God continue to bless us all.